morning, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda, and it's meeting with county attorney for legal staff update and to consider action items, which we have several. So if it's okay, let's just take the action items in the order in which they've been posted on the agenda. The first action item is to consider third-party data sharing agreement between Peregrine Technologies and fire agencies within Canyon County. Good morning.
Good morning. Lieutenant Doug Gately here. I'm going to kind of give you the scoop on this. So Peregrine's a third-party vendor for MidStar Fire Districts. Peregrine's already in our ecosystem, and all fire districts in Canyon County have signed this agreement. Our Canyon County IT has reviewed the agreement and stated it was all good from a technical perspective. The fire districts will only have access to call details, not any CGIS information, and this agreement does not create any cost for Canyon County.
Okay. Legal, have you reviewed?
Legal has reviewed, and there's another agreement that will be forthcoming that talks about the data sharing in these systems for the fire departments. Recall last year, actually at about this time, we did one for the police departments talking about how their data exists in the database and that, you know, how third parties can access it, or third party software can be utilized to access it if they so choose. And so there'll be another agreement forthcoming about this, but all the districts have agreed to how Peregrine is going to use the data in this case.
Okay.
So and Peregrine has followed the agreement we used for the police department last year substantially in the same manner this year with the fire departments. So
Chairman, thank you for that. And I just want to say, I think this really is a great win for Canyon County taxpayers to have one dispatch center. As you, people are aware, we have the new emergency ops and we've got our dispatch manager here. And so thank you, Roxanne, for being here. These are services that are billed out. So it's, I think, a proportionately cost shared agreement that they've established with these agencies. And I am in favor. It's a good deal for the residents that need the latest and up-to-datest emergency dispatch information. So,
okay. No comments?
I'll second Commissioner Van Beek's motion.
Okay. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Second action item is consider Canyon County Dispatch Services Agreement with Middleton Rural Fire District and Star Fire Protection District.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Has legal reviewed?
We have. This has been a labor of love over the last fiscal year. This is for fiscal year 26, so the one we are currently in.
Right.
And we've been in negotiations with the various fire districts about dispatch services and have really endeavored to come to an agreement that fits their needs and also fits our needs. And this is a renewing agreement. I can leave it to Roxanne to talk a little bit more about the nuts and bolts.
Absolutely. It's, again, I agree with the labor of love of negotiating back and forth, and we came to an agreement finally.
Good.
And as we bring it up to you, again, it's to help basically pay for services of the dispatch fees that we provide them the services, and so they're more than willing to help pay the fees at for us, for the personnel. From dispatch.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments?
Chairman, I'm in favor.
I am too. I'd consider a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the Canyon County Dispatch Services Agreement with the Middleton Rural Fire District and Star Fire Protection District as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Thank you for all the work we get to do, just tying the bow on it, so appreciate that. Okay, next item is action item, consider Canyon County Dispatch Services Agreement with Canyon County Ambulance District.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this agreement should look very familiar to you in your, when you were wearing a different hat as the Board of Ambulance District. This is the agreement for dispatch services fees between that entity and the county.
Okay, all right. It does look slightly familiar. All right. Comments or consider a motion?
Chairman, I'll just say this represents another win for the taxpayer to have all these services. There's an IT agreement in place. There's an ambulance district agreement in place. So to locate that with a separate taxing district into the Canyon County Services. Thanks, Roxanne and team, again, for the work that you do in getting those services dispatched. I'm in favor. And I move that the board signs the Canyon County Dispatch Services Agreement between the Canyon County Ambulance District and Canyon County as presented.
A second.
Motion's been made. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So next action item is to consider a Pleura site sales order. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. I am all on my lonesome today.
I know you have no adult supervision, so we'll be careful with you.
Better we can make all the decisions now.
There you go. Yes, get it done.
So we do have two different agreements to present to you today. I appreciate your time and consideration in these. The first one, Pleura site, is a training platform that IT uses extensively, especially for new hires. I know the development team, there have been a few that learned whole programming languages based off this training platform. We did reduce the number of licenses. We did a little bit of sharpening on our pencils and brought the cost down to, as you can see there, $8,475 for a total of 15 licenses. We have $11,500 budgeted, so it falls firmly within the budget.
Perfect. All right. Sounds good. Any questions?
Chairman, I'm in favor of this agreement as presented. Thanks, as always, for the evaluation on cost and to keep everybody trained on the what's happening. It's a continually changing environment with IT.
Legal's reviewed and we're good?
Yes, it is a very standard contract.
Okay. So we can, if we ended up having turnover within IT, we can up that license or change it?
Yep. Okay. It is adjustable.
It's adjustable.
Yep.
Yeah.
We can add licenses throughout the year, yes. Taking them away is.
Best of both worlds. Okay, perfect. All right, I'd entertain a motion if there's no other discussion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement with Pleura site in the amount of $8,475 for 15 licenses as presented.
A second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you. Second, I shouldn't say second. Well, the last action item listed is consider IDERA SQL renewal, or however that's pronounced.
I think you got it, Mr. Chair.
Good.
So this one is a compliance tool for our SQL servers, which runs our databases. It logs all of the analytics of who did what, where, when, so that if we do have to go back and pull logs and find out what happened and who did it, we have that data to get to. It does live on all of our SQL servers. It has a little probe that reaches into all the little servers and then its own server that collects all that data into its own environment, so it's protected from those environments as well. From my understanding, we've had this for quite a while, and it is pretty instrumental for our ability to audit changes and even user level password changes, things like that. It goes pretty granular.
Yeah. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
And we're opting for the 12-month renewal?
Correct.
And there is a cost saving. Was it just to evaluate that year after year on the need that we didn't engage in a longer?
Generally, we have the approach or have had the approach of if we can do an annual agreement to provide flexibility, we try to stick to an annual agreement.
Okay.
If you would like to entertain a longer commitment, we can do that.
I just wondered what the impetus was behind the 12-month as opposed to, you know, the cost saving gets bigger when you go up, so.
It's flexibility.
Okay.
A less expensive solution presents itself in 12 months or better performance for the same cost.
Okay.
You have that ability. Also, one thing to note, this is for FY27 renewal. So the agreement will execute, but the purchase order will come in September.
Okay. Thanks for that information. I'm in favor, Chairman.
I am too. Unfortunately, if the county had more cash on hand, we could consider options like that. But this type of program's just instrumental in running a tight ship. It's a have to have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there any other discussion? I'd consider a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement with IDERA SQL for renewal in the amount of $10,119.02 as presented.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners.
Have a great day. Okay, we have one other item while legal is here for open record. I would make a motion that we, while we're present this morning as a board, that we agree to the tabling of the hearing at 1:30 to August 12th. And this is in consideration that the applicant has already been notified and has agreed to the change of venue and time. Do we have any comment from legal? If not, I would make that motion that we table it this morning.
I second.
We're on the agenda.
Yeah.
Right. Motion's been made and seconded. Being that there's no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Okay. I know that there's a couple items for exec session. D and F. Is the C also on? Yeah. So C?
C, D, and F.
C, D, and F.
Property.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session granted under Idaho Code 742061, subsection C, regarding acquisition of an interest in real property, D, records request from public exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
All right.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those not would, what say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. So let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.